Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we continue our journey together through the season of Lent as we commemorate the life of our patron saint, Saint David. David, in his life and teaching, encourages us to walk in the way of Christ. With his last words, "Be faithful in the small things," he encourages us to persevere on our Christian pilgrimage, walking in the way of Christ, who tells us that if we are to follow him, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross. And so we come before our Heavenly Father, opening our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you, no secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. God our Father, you gave Saint David to the people of Wales to uphold the faith. Encouraged by his example, may we joyfully hold fast to the things which lead to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Sirach. Whoever fears the Lord will do this, and whoever holds to the law will obtain wisdom. She will come to meet him like a mother, like a young bride she will welcome him. She will feed him with the bread of learning and give him the water of wisdom to drink. He will lean on her and not fall, and he will rely on her and not be put to shame. She will exalt him above his neighbours and will open his mouth in the midst of the assembly. He will find gladness and a crown of rejoicing, and will inherit an everlasting name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In response to Psalm 16. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the nobles in whom is all my delight. In your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You uphold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. You remember our labor and toil, brothers and sisters. We worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you while we proclaimed to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how pure, upright, and blameless our conduct was towards you believers. As you know, we dealt with each one of you like a father with his children, urging and encouraging you and pleading that you should lead a life worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. If you want to follow me, says the Lord, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, as we continue our journey through the season of Lent, we encounter Jesus talking with his disciples. He tells them, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Jesus is telling us that in order to follow him, we have to make his ways our ways, to plant our own feet in his, to walk the way that he walks himself. We are called to live and build our lives on the principles of love and service which he taught and which he showed so perfectly throughout his life and ministry, which eventually brought him to the cross. In following Jesus, we are called to grow daily more like him, to put his teaching ahead of our own instincts and inclinations, to rid ourselves of intolerance and prejudice, and to allow him to replace our cold hearts of stone with warm, loving, generous, and charitable hearts. This will not be easy. The challenges we face are the crosses we are called to take up as we follow him. Saint David, our national patron saint, whom we commemorate today, gives us a wonderful example to inspire us on our way. David was a monk and bishop who lived in the 6th century. He lived in Pembrokeshire, but was well known throughout the Celtic world, in Ireland, Cornwall, and Brittany. He established a monastery at Menevia, the modern-day city of St. David's. Life in David's monastery was particularly austere. Each day was built around prayer, study, and manual labour. The monks were sustained by a diet of bread, vegetables, and water. David devoted himself to works of mercy and teaching. At the Synod of Brevi, his preaching was so effective that with the consent of all, we are told, he was acclaimed as Archbishop. The famous final words of St. David to his followers serve as an encouragement to us all. Be faithful in the small things, he told them. Be faithful in prayer, in the study of Scripture, and in your work. Small things. Some time each day spent in prayer, the reading of Scripture. Small acts of charity and mercy can mean so much, not only to the person we help, but to ourselves. For in being generous of heart, even in small ways, we grow in the likeness of Christ. We become more like him, loving and serving our neighbours, not just ourselves. And David knew what Jesus meant when he said, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." He did it every day of his life, and he encouraged the members of his community to do the same. As our patron saint, he speaks his words to us. As we journey through Lent, as we seek to follow Christ and walk with him at our side each day, let us hear again the inspirational words of St. David, and let us take them to heart this Lent. Be faithful in the little things. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. That the Church, following the example of St. David, may worship God faithfully and serve only him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. We pray especially at this time for the people of Ukraine, the Holy Land, the Sudan, and Iran, that peace may be restored where there is conflict, and relief be brought to all who struggle. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Help us to be faithful in the little things, prayer and service, that we may follow in the way of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time. all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Almighty God, awaken in us the zeal of your servant David, we may follow you in singleness of heart, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gethligare, for our service of home worship this Sunday morning. I wish you all a very peaceful, safe and healthy week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. See you.